Amy Iyanda is a Cape Town singer because it's all laid back and lekker, and that's what it's like in Cape Town. But here on the north coast of KZN, we're tending to get a little bit more up and at 'em, you know, these days. There's lots happening. We're a thriving community of go-getters. And now, with the advent of Monday looming a little bit like a kind of, I suppose, a spectre to some, I thought it would be appropriate to spend a little time today just to unpack issues around what one might be expecting to happen on Monday. So now, having been joined by Privy Makan, who is the ward councillor for Ward 22 in the region, and Stuart Weston, who's the CPF chair from Salt Rock.
Correct.
Apart from being a professional security expert.
I like that.
Yeah, expert is a good word. I'm very excited to have this conversation because, you know, we've got disparate views and disparate opinions. And it's a good forum to launch into because there's been so much speculation about whether this thing on Monday is going to present any kind of threat to peace and harmony, particularly here on the North Coast. And I know, Privy, you've been very active. We've been running a voice note that you sent out yesterday or the day before asking for people not to circulate rumor on social media, because social media is very good at circulating unverified rumor that creates a sort of storm on its own. People tend to enjoy the negative and it gets all terribly upset. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's bad for the zeitgeist of the North Coast. We don't want to live in fear as a community. We don't need to. We've got plans. We've got good professionals in place. We're very fortunate in this area. And I think this time around, we've got a handle on what might transpire. So, Privy, maybe let's bounce back to you and suggest that you've been keeping an overview and you've been meeting with the relevant authorities. What are you expecting to happen on Monday?
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, Dave, and good afternoon to the listeners of 88 FM. Thanks very much for giving us this platform. I think it is very, very important for us to be put in a position where we're able to ventilate to our greater community what the issue is. And obviously, there is a great deal of uncertainty and anxiety amongst people, which is completely, completely natural, you know. And going back to your earlier point, I think following on, because I was listening to you while I was sitting on the outside, you know, I think a lot of people are suffering from a little bit of trauma from 2021, so post that looting in 2021. And I think this time around, certainly we are definitely better prepared in that there's been so much robust engagement with stakeholders, but mandated stakeholders. So in addition to your SAPs and your other law enforcement, security companies have just come out and they've just been at the helm of the alignment and planning of whatever is going to unfold on Monday. And then CPF and Neighborhood Watch. So CPF, as you know, are our mandated conduit between community and policing. And I'm just so pleased that they have been given a credible voice and a platform this time around in order to align and to bring every initiative together.
Okay, well, let's bring Stuart in at this juncture because you are representing not only the security industry, but also the CPF. Similarities between July 21 and Monday. I suppose it's the potential for rolling mass action. But in July 21, as a security professional, did you have any hints that something was going to go down?
Yeah, through the intelligence agencies, we did receive information that there was something about to take place. Unfortunately, in July 2021, SAPs weren't ready for what actually transpired.
I want to ask you, what happened to SAPs? They were nowhere to be seen for a week.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories going around as to where they were, why they didn't deploy when they should have. And for that reason, it was great for the security industry to step up and to protect the community.
But where was SAPs, as far as you're concerned?
So I can speak for the Umhlali guys. They were deployed with us.
But they didn't have protection gear. They didn't have riot control. They didn't have the right ballistic equipment. They had nothing.
Correct. So that's where there was a big reliance on the security industry to bolster their deployments. Security companies seem to be more equipped. Definitely this time around, I know we're dealing with the national JOC. We have intelligence agencies feeding us information, which we are disseminating through all our local agencies. This time around, SAPs are very proactive. For example, we received information of road blockages in the Eastern Cape. We bounced that off the national JOC, and it was confirmed.
The
true.
JOC being the Joint Operational Council, or Joint Operating
Command.
Council.
Command. Yeah. So they confirmed that information was correct, but they also confirmed that there were members standing down, and it was a service delivery protest, nothing to do with the whole 20th of March story.
So this time there is a coming together of the security cluster in response, I suppose, to the call from the head of the Supreme Commander-in-Chief
Correct.
Of the Defence Force, who is the state president, who has said he will not allow South African citizens to be intimidated by this kind of action. It's just not going to happen. So I think we can all pretty much now take at face value that we're not going to be faced with another rioting, looting mob as we were in July 21. But what do you think is likely to happen?
Okay, so firstly, from a CPF point of view, I just want to put it out there to the community that the security agencies, security companies, the CPFs, the neighborhood watchers, they have got plans and they are all aligned. Okay, we have to follow the laws of the land, and ultimately the SAPs are the law enforcement agency that we have to follow. Follow the laws of the land and we'll be fine for Monday. Assist where we can the local law enforcement agencies, bolster deployments, monitor hotspots. Those are the things that we are going to be doing. The talk of vigilantes driving around, it's not going to happen. All patrollers will report to the CPF structure. We've had numerous meetings. They know what is required. They know what's required with regards to carrying of firearms, brandishing firearms, when to, when not to utilize a firearm. But we just want the community not to panic and to trust in their security providers, trust in the CPF structure. And I know it's difficult, but also to trust in the South African police. They are proactive, and we've seen it from Durban. I've been traveling all over the province. You can see that they are ready.
I feel terribly sorry for the ordinary policeman and woman who is there to do a job under difficult circumstances, and they get pilloried to a degree because of the utter, I want to call it, ineptitude at the top of the tree. I won't go so far as to call it corruption at this point in time.
Sure.
Although Beggy Tele has been firmly in the square this week,
yeah,
on a charge of corruption. But ultimately, I suppose you work pretty closely with the SAPS on the ground, and there are good people in the force, huh?
Yeah, very, very good.
And this time round, there's no need. I would imagine Privy, you and Penny as well. The previous dispensation from July 21 that saw people trying to desperately hoard toilet paper and essentials, food, yeah, supplies, that's not necessary this time around, huh?
No.
Dave, you earlier made reference to an audio note that I circulated 2 days ago. And that was the point of the audio note, because I think what happens is when there's unverified information out in the public domain, it just gains so much momentum. It actually gains more momentum than good news, and it just creates such an element of fear and panic and uncertainty in people. And I think this time around, especially with the operation or the response plan that is in place, I absolutely think there's no need for any panic buying, any element of panic or alarm, because there is a response plan and an effective one in place. And I think, Dave, you know, one other thing that we must understand, that the rule of law is essential in, activating a peaceful society. And everyone's got the right to protest. There's no doubt about it. But it needs to be done within the confines of the law. And you simply can't go and infringe on someone's basic rights by saying, if you go to work or if you don't shut schools down within 7 days, then any child that goes to school in a uniform is doing so at their own risk, you know.
Yeah, which is what the EFF has been calling for.
Absolutely.
As of today, I see that Julius Malema's statement to say that, no, they're going to definitely be very well disciplined and sticking to the letter of the law, etc., etc. So he's, you know, he flips and he flops all over the place. But he basically does whatever he thinks is going to get him the biggest rise from the community. So I wouldn't take anything he says too much to heart.
Yeah.
But what I want to suggest is, I know we're certainly going to be keeping the station running on Monday, and I know that, Penny, you're going to be out and about, Stuart. I trust you are as well, and yep. Privy, all three. Can I suggest that maybe during the course of the morning and afternoon shows, we just stay in touch and keep live crossings to you, all of you, to just keep abreast of the situation? I think it'll be quite fun to find out exactly what's happening, where maybe the biggest yawn fest on the planet, because I don't think that anything's going to happen. But on the other hand, there could be some interesting moments.
Yeah.
So let's stay close on that, and I think that the community will benefit hugely from the literally live reporting from the various well, we're going to call them hotspots, even if they're not hot. There are certain areas that are going to be monitored. Which areas are those in particular?
So today we received from Crime Intelligence that the Nandi Drive, Umgeni Road, we were going to be targeted, and businesses specific. Another hotspot area was obviously the Phoenix area. So all those areas we're going to be deploying from Saturday evening. Additional resources and manpower, so we want to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to engage in any unnecessary violence acts or be victims of such, but we just want to make sure our communities are safe, roads are kept open, not blocked by either party, I just think the biggest risk that the communities are going to experience on Monday is bunches of handfuls of mobs trying to prevent them going to schools, going to business, going to work, where they catch their modes of transport. I think that's going to be
in this area, in the Dolphin Coast region, North Coast region.
All over.
But in this region in particular, are you going to be monitoring those gathering points?
100%. Through the CPF structures, the taxi guys have been engaged, and they are not supporting no shutdown.
I find that again very interesting that Santaco came out very, very strongly and
very quick.
Yeah, not going to join in. This is not going to happen. You know, the economy is on its knees because of we've had COVID, we've had insurrection, we've had floods. We just don't need this man-made nonsense at this juncture in our collective lives.
100%, and especially when Julius Malema is not even from our province. And you've mentioned all those horrible things that have happened to KZN. He's not from our province, so why must our province be held ransom to an outside voice?
Well, I'm very glad that you've got it collectively as the security cluster so tightly buttoned up and under control. That's fantastic. Penny, as a journalist, I'm sure that you'll be out and about there keeping a watchful brief and letting us know, and Privy as well as ward councillor. You're doing a fantastic job, by the way. Very proactive, and that's exactly what we need. Communication, authorized, verified communication is really essential in maintaining trust in structures, because when you get nonsense reports that are all over the place and they conflict with trust, is gone. So eventually you believe nothing, and that's also problematic, because there are certain times when information is essential, good information, and this is what we're going to be delivering for you on Monday, dear listener. So morning and afternoon shows will be manning the station live as we regularly do, and we'll be crossing to our special guests Penny for Reed today this afternoon. You've been very quiet this afternoon, Penny.
Listening to the experts.
I'm delighted that you're going to be part of the team for Monday, Stuart.
Yeah.
Looking after the affairs of the CPF and your own security environment. They're fantastic. And Privy Makan, Ward 22 Councillor. Thanks so much for joining me on the afternoon show. Have a happy weekend ahead of the fun that's going to follow on Monday. It's just after 3 o'clock, so I'm going to take a little breather for you with some music, and then we'll be back with the news. And here it is, Natalie Taylor, Surrender.